Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway.
Sharing and caring. That's what we are all about here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, magnificent being that she is
aww,
here with us. Boy, are we lucky to have her. Rich McFadden, magnificent being that he is.
Ugh.
We're happy to have him with us. And Ken Kessler, another magnificent being. We're all in our magnificence. How about the situation in Yemen?
Yemen
is a mess.
Yes.
UN envoy there says the nation is on the edge of a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any place where there's any peace and quiet on this planet?
Canada.
Any place? Right. Oh, Canada. All right. So I don't want to. We had enough. What, Kenny?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. No more ISIS. Yeah. What are we going to say about ISIS that's new? Anything?
Oh, I can.
What?
Oh, I've got a good one. First of all,
really?
Did you hear about the guy at Home Depot who had an ISIS tattoo?
Is this a true story or is this a lie?
This is true. This is no, I swear.
DougSteffen.com.
Yeah. There,
really?
Is that where I saw it? I knew I saw it somewhere today, patrolling all of the sites that I look at. Yeah, so the story is at DougSteffen.com, and this guy who worked for Home Depot had an ISIS tattoo, and he got fired. Well, here's the thing. ISIS wasn't for ISIS. ISIS was for his girlfriend named ISIS.
Right. Yeah.
You know, don't do it in all caps. It just doesn't look right, sir.
So this is a name that came from a fabled Egyptian goddess, ISIS. Is that why the politicians in Washington refer to it as ISIL? Because they don't want there to be any confusion. I never heard this before.
Well,
and I just
ISIL
now...
is the bigger name. That's actually the respectful name because they want it to be the Islamic State of Syria and Levant, which is the
area. The administration wants to treat those
the
people with more
name.
Respect?
I guess.
You got to be kidding
me. It drives me crazy.
Why would this guy get a tattoo on the inside of his lip?
He's an idiot.
Sounds. All right, so I'm just checking out the stories at DougSteffen.com myself right now. I did see the farming story, and that I went right to like a magnet. But yeah, see this story at DougSteffen.com.
He was working at Home Depot as a tool demonstrator. He sure was.
He is a tool.
Okay, there's a move afoot, ladies and gentlemen, to kill daylight savings time. How many people would be in favor of that? Raise your hand.
Yes.
Please.
No. Me.
Oh, we got yes and no.
Why not, Rich? People die because of this change of time.
Whatever. Who cares? I like it to be light until 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you leave it like it is right now. That's
leave it.
You just don't switch it back and forth is the idea.
As long as it stays to the one.
Right where we are right now.
Leave it now.
But that's not the original one. The original one is where it gets dark at 5 o'clock at night.
What we're saying is we leave it where it is today.
Daylight savings time is an extra hour. Lawmakers in at least 10 states are proposing legislation that will challenge this headache that happens for most people a couple of times a year. I think Arizona and Hawaii, the only two states, don't have daylight savings time, right?
As it turns out, Indiana or Illinois or something.
Every time you have to spring forward or fall back again into the coffee shops, churches, everybody's complaining about it. All of a sudden it dawned on me it's kind of a hassle, says State Rep Dan Flynn in Texas, who proposed a bill that would place the entire state of Texas on central time year round. So this goes back to 1966, all of this stuff.
Then what we'd be basically doing is changing the time. Because the real time is the one where it gets dark early.
Right. Yep. Where I am right now, it's actually 11 after 4 in the morning. Where Jennifer is, 11 after 4 in the morning. Where Kenny is, 11 after 4 in the morning. Where Richie is, it's 11 after 7. But yet his clock says 11 after 8.
Right.
My clock on the farm says 11 after 8.
So everybody wants to leave it here.
Yes.
I'd be down with
it where it is.
Yeah.
You're all right with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't mind dark early in the morning. I love light late at night. What do my favorite songs to play on my guitar.
Because the Mexican government has paid the producers of the James Bond movie, which will come out at Christmas, $20 million for portraying Mexico in a positive light. It's worth $20 million because their image is tarnished. So 007 is coming to the rescue. MGM, the new movie, by the way, is called Spectre, that they're working on. And so what they're doing, they're shooting in Mexico City right now, getting $14 to $20 million, depending on what the script basically indicates is the situation in modern Mexico City. I think this is actually how. Listen, I suppose
the Sony memo that went out to the producers of the movie,
yeah,
is titled "Consideration for Cuts," and basically what they're doing is recutting some of the bad guys that they have in there.
They have a $300 million budget for this film. Can you imagine?
And that's why they're looking for
ways to cut the budget.
Ways to cut the budget.
Right.
Mexico also demanded that they cast a Mexican actress as a Bond girl,
mm-hmm.
which was announced earlier this week. Her name is Stephanie Sigmund. And so she's going to be, so for $20 million, you can get your Bond girl and your bad guys to not be such bad guys.
There you go.
So they get $14 million just for kind of the rewrites that they did.
Yeah.
And then if they do some shots that show the more scenic parts of Mexico,
beautiful,
not the seedy
Mexico.
Parts, they get an extra $6 million.
Yeah, there you go. Who says you can't be had for a buck?
Is that hysterical?
Yeah, it's good.
But 100,000 people have been killed in Mexico since 2006.
Richie, it's not important. This is a movie. Make things look better.
That is so great.
Speaking of that, Harrison Ford in the news, plus a new position at the Secret Service. You'll be happy to know how your tax dollars are being spent there, boys and girls, in just a matter of moments.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star was a key member of the 92 Blue Jays and 96 Yankees championship rotations. When the pressure was on, he was so cool, he wouldn't even spell choke.
Choke, I don't know how you spell it. C-H-K, I don't spell it.
Something like that. Yeah.
So, where is Jimmy Key now? There's a good reason for Jimmy's comfortable retirement. He was sleeping with his agent. Jimmy's wife, Cindy, took over his business interests, and they earned more than $30 million during his career. Jimmy can be seen regularly at golf charity events and also on YouTube, where he's part of an unforgettable ESPN promo.
Jimmy Key is attempting
Jimmy
to come
Key,
back.
Jimmy Key, what's he like, 45? I could hit him.
45? I'm sure he's under that on the back nine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We text, we email, we call.
We're talking a lot, but Anthony Tijon wonders if we're connecting less.
On the Harvard Business Review blog, he shares three ways to connect better.
First, live in the moment. At a concert, he saw people recording through their phones, so they missed the full experience.
Second, create remarkable moments. Instead of commenting on other people's experiences, create your own.
Third, face real issues with real conversations. Digital communications are fine in their place. For weightier issues, nothing beats face-to-face conversations.
Slow down to connect with the people in your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Harrison Ford's been associated with more money-making movies than anybody else who's in the movie business, and I've thought to myself several times, what would it have been like if Harrison Ford had played James Bond? He was, he doesn't have the accent.
Or the look.
Yeah.
And maybe he's a little more rugged.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we all know about his recently crashing the plane here in Los Angeles, but he's now in the news because National Geographic Studios announced that Harrison Ford is going to narrate a documentary being released next month called Living in the Age of Airplanes. I can hardly wait for this. I love this kind of stuff. Giant screen film shot from the air over 18 countries gives a history of aviation. The film will premiere, Richie, April 8th at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington.
Oh, cool.
And it'll be on IMAX. I want to see that film. The Secret Service has announced that they have hired somebody new to improve the performance of the department. There's going to be a new deputy director serving as the principal administrator to enhance and improve performance at the Secret Service. I'm wondering, when you look at this stuff, how is it that these people get away with spending more money to fix something that they ought to be able to fix internally? Why do they have to have a new position?
This the government, be, Dougie.
Right.
I know. Spend
Don't
more
fix
money,
the problem, just add
hire
to it.
Somebody. Yeah. Right. Serve as the principal administrator, planning, directing all business and program. Who's doing that now? Who's doing it now? Is there nobody doing it now and that's what they're addressing here or what? What is the real reality?
I love it when somebody does something wrong, so they create a committee or another organization to be able to fix it.
The Supreme Court today begins hearing several issues. Let's see here. The first case will be Walker versus Sons of Confederate Veterans, case that looks at the constitutionality of using the Confederate flag on license plates. Case comes out of Texas, where drivers have the opportunity to buy and use specialty plates. Decision to allow any specific specialty plate is made by the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles. The board may propose plates, also entertains applications for different kinds of plates. And the Sons of Confederate Veterans, nonprofit group comprised of the male descendants of ex-Confederate soldiers, wants to encourage the preservation of history with these license plates. Give me a break. And it's gotten this far because it's been pushed aside. They've pushed it to the Supreme Court. Going to figure out whether we can have Confederate license plates. 21 after the hour.